Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
New music.
Yeah, it was.
Taylor Swift called Fortnite. That's with Post Malone.
Mm-hmm. The video comes out tonight at 7.
The video does? Okay.
Yeah. So she dropped her new album overnight, and then, surprise, at 2 a.m., she dropped the second part, which was nobody knew about, and it's a double album, 31 songs.
So I thought it was all a double album, and she dropped three.
If you're a Swiftie, literally, you're not going to work today. Right now, you're just crying and listening and crying.
You've been up all night.
Yeah.
You're trying to eat. You're so happy and
also decimated because it's a really sad album. Like, it's basically, she's shied away from being, completely like hard on her sleeve. But if you were looking for good feels, this is not.
This is not it. Yeah, that's what they're saying. I guess they said that everyone's starting to believe that this is a breakup album.
Absolutely.
From that Irwin guy, right? He'd been with him for like 6 years or something like that.
There's a really beautiful song, she and Florence and the Machine.
Okay.
I love Florence and the Machine. I love that band.
Yeah.
They teamed up. They have a duet, and it's absolutely stunning. It's called Florida, I think that's the name of it.
Okay.
Girl Jam put out a new album, too, called Dark Matter. Might as well be called You Don't Matter.
Yeah. They put it out the same day as Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Well, this is what happened. So Taylor put hers out. Album,
It Doesn't Matter.
Taylor put hers out at midnight last night. Pearl Jam put theirs out at 11 last night. I was like, way to get ahead of it. Because that's the first thing I look for. I want to see Pearl Jam. I want to hear Pearl Jam's new album.
I assume there's no crossover.
Yeah, there's probably not a lot of.
No one was out last night like, I'm getting the new T-Swift and the new Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
What?
I don't want a way to break it. All right, we got what's trending coming up. Happy Friday to you. What's up, Molly?
We may have a lead on what caused the 911 outage, and it's out of Missouri.
Yeah, we'll get to that next.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've...
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
So Nebraska was one of four states that had a 911 outage earlier this week. And initial thoughts are that it has to do with a company in Missouri cutting a fiber line.
Isn't it weird, though, that it would affect Texas, Nevada, South Dakota, and Nebraska?
Yeah.
Is that a fiber line cut? Because that's what they said. If they cut the line is the big way to bring it down, a cut line. But this is, they're saying it was a construction crew, just like those dummies down in the old market that nearly burnt down M's Pub and the whole old market.
Yeah.
That was like a Missouri crew, a telecom. Remember? They're digging. It's always the telecompanies.
Yeah, because they're always digging for lines. So this one was the company Lumen, and they're already under investigation here in Nebraska.
Are they?
The other 911 outage we had last year.
Really? That's all because they cut a line by accident. I didn't know that was all intermingled.
All right, so what's the number you're supposed to call before you dig? Is it 411?
411. You're down to 411.
Yeah, it's like check before you dig, that kind of thing. These guys, the story goes that Lumen, that's the name of the third-party contractor, cut a fiber line. They were installing a light pole in Missouri.
Okay.
And that somehow spiderwebbed out to us in Nebraska, South Dakota, even Nevada, for whatever reason, like however that works.
They had outages in Oahu where you were yesterday.
Yeah. So how does
911 was down.
How does that all? That doesn't make sense.
It feels like a cyber attack.
So I agree. Because they're not going to say anything else.
They're not going to go, we're under a cyber attack or we don't know what's going on. They're like, Gary cut a line.
Yeah, it's easy.
Be mad at Gary.
And we're all dumb. Okay.
Go back to sleep, America.
Yeah, that's just a little sketchy.
Well, having recently dealt with a fiber line issue,
you're an expert.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm just saying, like, it shined a light on, like, I didn't realize, like, how sensitive and like difficult these lines are. Like they're like little pieces of hair.
Yeah, we understand, you know, that. I mean, it's pretty amazing technology, but
that's what people thought it was from aliens.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
The info travels on light.
Yeah, you're like, it's insane. But for that to happen, and I don't know, I guess I'm saying it sounds sketchy to me.
It totally does. I mean, it doesn't sound like you're like, what? How does one line in Missouri? But I mean, I guess it does kind of shine a light on the fact that, like, how interconnected we all are without.
And how easy it is to shut down 911.
No kidding. So Douglas County 911 said it's a good idea to save the non-emergency number to your phone in case of outages.
And that one was busy, though, immediately.
Yeah, right? Like, it was like, dee-dee-dee.
And it's a longer number. It's like a regular number.
It goes to Karen.
Oh, Karen. Hi, Karen here. What's your complaint?
I'm being killed.
The Karen line. Oh, God. Okay.
They say a lot of times some people are able to text 911 in an outage like this. I don't know why that is, but some providers may not be able to deliver the message. So, like, that was another thing.
I don't know what the solution is if 911 goes down and you need it desperately.
Public
You're not
going to
think
remember?
Of any of that stuff.
Public Enemy's track 911's a joke.
It's
yeah. Starting to feel.
There are visionaries.
Starting to feel real.
There's not a minute to spare.
We have got to stay frosty.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, so that's the latest on what that, you know, the outage. But I don't know if that necessarily fixes anything long term.
Nebraska 811. Call before you dig.
Oh, that's the number.
Oh, is that what it is?
I never going to dig. I don't dig.
No, I don't dig either.
Do you dig?
How
deep do you dig?
I'm a deep digger.
Well, when you guys got your sprinklers, didn't they have to sure?
When we had the sprinklers done, yeah, we had to get the lines. It's kind of weird. You just call the number, and then every single anybody who has wiring of any sort comes out and just starts flagging everything. It's kind of crazy how much stuff we got under the ground.
Nebraska 811.
Down with 811.
Know what's below 811 before you dig. I better call because I like to deep dig.
I hope
you're calling them if you're deep digging. I'm telling you.
What kind of pickup line is that?
It's a hot one. And
you're like, you better call 811 because I'm about to dig.
You know what you need to do, Jeff?
I'm going
to
write that on a napkin and slide that over. It says 811. Please. I go, you better call because I'm going to dig.
I'm deep digging.
Please do. Please, please, please.
Yeah.
The best new pickup line. Thank you, Friday. Time 100 list reveals the most influential. It's amazing what you can come up with at 6 o'clock in the morning. The most influential people of 2024. It's a pretty diverse list. They always do this, like, artists, icons, titans, innovators, pioneers.
Who's the top ones? I'm guessing.
Dua Lipa was highlighted as artists. Cool. The most influential. Icons, Taraji P. Henson was on there. Titans, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Innovators, it was Maya Rudolph, which was really interesting. She's got that show on Apple called Loot, and it is kind of funny.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that.
It's good.
Is it really? Okay.
So basically, it's almost like it'd be like what if when Bill Gates and Melinda Gates broke up, remember, because he was cheating. And it's just she has all this money and now nothing to do, but like she's rebuilding her life. That's Maya Rudolph's character, like a Melinda Gates type of thing.
You know, we never see the vice president, Kamala Harris, but remember Maya Rudolph did such a funny impersonation of her on SNL.
Great. She's great.
And it wasn't mean.
Uh-uh.
It was like apolitical. It was just a funny of the cool aunt, but we didn't pull it out because there's really no bit with Kamala. We never, you know, there's no there.
You know, they could have done, you know, something with it. You know,
just funny. Like, I was just really
she was
rooting for Maya because when you get in a political year, you know, when you can do someone, you get a ton of traction.
Yeah, and she was great at it. You're right.
Yeah, Maya is so diverse.
Yeah, she is.
She's got an interesting, you know, she's married to the Magnolia director. They've got like all these kids. It's like it's so crazy. Like her life is just like behind the scenes. Is just,
Paul Thomas Anderson, yeah.
Paul Thomas Anderson, yeah. That's her husband. So the people that are highlighted in this Time 100 list, they not only got the photo shoot, but then someone who is related or like, you know, somehow works with them wrote their, you know, like their praise of them. And for Maya Rudolph, it was Amy Poehler wrote the piece for her.
Oh, cool.
And then America Ferrara was listed as the most influential in the pioneers category. And Blake Lively wrote the one for America because, you know, they go way back. They did that Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants together and they've stayed besties whole time. It's
I made a Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants reference on.
Did you really?
Okay, Sunday, you have to explain how that ever, like, how did those words come out of your
eye? Yeah. I was the only guy wearing pants and we were golfing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
it didn't land. Already, yeah. I tried it. Just said something about Sisterhood of the Traveling Golf Pants.
They just looked at you and go, I'm not a 14-year-old girl. I don't know what you're talking about.
know the room, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Feel the room. Well, America is getting a lot of attention right now on America Ferrara, not the country, because of her role in Barbie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she had that breakout monologue that just like brought everyone to tears and it kind of, you know, re-highlighted
don't
what a good actress she is.
But be pretty. Mm-hmm. Don't be too tall.
Don't be too nice, but don't be too mean. Don't be too, you know, don't be too anything. Barbie mania is not over.
It's not.
I guess Heinz is putting out a hot pink barbecue sauce.
Really?
I saw that.
That's weird.
I mean, it is barbecue season.
Yeah.
I guess why not? It doesn't matter. I mean,
it's the 65th anniversary of Barbie's brand.
Ryan Gosling was Kenning last Saturday. Did you watch his monologue?
No, I missed the Saturday Night Live.
He just went full on Ken.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. And Emily Blunt had to come out and be like, stop.
Well, they're in a movie coming up together.
Right. It was awesome crossover. They've got that Stuntman movie, The Fall Guy.
That looks good, actually.
Which I cannot wait to see.
You should go watch his monologue. It was great.
Yeah.
Because Emily Blunt comes out and she's like
enough.
She was Oppenheimer.
Barbieheimer.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
But he put on was that the fur coat?
Yes, he has a fur. Uh-huh. It probably the.
They
I saw an image
it out
of it
on
but,
SNL, and they put it on him. And then
told you, I want that fur.
Did he put on the sunglasses? Because I feel like whenever he sings, he has to have sunglasses on now.
So cool right now.
So cool.
Okay, so we cool. got a break. We got coming up. So Taylor Swift dropped her album last night, and for all you Swifties, we're gonna be. If you listen to Channel 1, you're gonna hear a lot of Taylor. So. Big Party Show. Ready for one with brand new music from Taylor Swift and Post Malone on that one. It's called Fortnite.
That's pretty cool.
I love it.
And what was the secret, the extra album that dropped?
Yes. So it's the Tortured Poets Department anthology. So instead of it just being the 16 or 15 tracks that she dropped at midnight, she dropped an additional whole album at 2 a.m. So now 31 songs.
That's a double album drop. Wow.
Double.
Isn't that crazy how much she gives to her fans?
31.
I'm going to bonus ball you.
They put out a teaser. The video for Fortnite with Taylor Swift and Post Malone comes out tonight, 7 o'clock. But they put out a teaser trailer. It looks so good. I'm like, I can't wait.
She collaborated with a lot of artists, too.
Dang prolific, though.
Yeah, she is.
You know that she can just turn out so much good quality music.
And you can tell, I mean, it's so, you know, this album is definitely sort of a journey, like a heartbreak, a breakup. One of the songs is called So Long London. And it's just
we're gonna be playing that next, Molly. Actually.
Are we?
In,
okay,
in about
good.
6 or 7 minutes. Yeah, perfect. We're gonna hit that.
I mean, her collaboration with that Aaron Dessner from The National and Jack Antonoff. I mean,
they're great.
Meeting those two guys.
Yeah.
Has been just incredible what it has produced. You
what
know?
They can do together.
Yeah.
I can't remember that documentary she had done. I don't think you saw it, Jeff, but they showed her collaborating with, you know, we're writing music and just how it came about and the excitement in her and also him when it happens. It's like, wow.
I think what happened was she was raised in the country music community in Nashville where you do songwriting sessions. Some people can handle it. Some people don't.
That's what it seemed like.
You sit out on the porch with five other talented, maybe one of them is a pop star has been in country music.
Yeah.
And you spend all day writing.
Oh, it's nuts.
It's such a good
It's amazing.
Feeling.
And when you got it, you got it. Like I just watched that One Love last night and that's what that's about, the Exodus album and Bob Marley. And it's a lot of that, putting that album together and putting
the
pieces
part
together. Oh, my God, it's great.
When they start making the magic, right?
Yeah.
When it happens. And
and you say it's magic. It's magic.
I mean, they can sit there for hours and nothing happens.
I know, but it's just the collaboration. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's kind of like being in a writer's room, you know? Like, you hang that's out, cool. And even if nothing happens, it's just, you can tell something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
That's where the producers are so good. They know when to kick everybody in the butt. They know when the energy's gone.
Mm-hmm.
They know when we're all over with it and to give it another kickstart. Like,
yeah.
That's not easy. Some people, that's their magic.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to get to So Long London in about five, six minutes. The latest one also from Taylor Swift's new album. We got what trending coming up after that. What's up, Molly?
So Omaha Police Department announcing some changes down at the Jane Leahy Mall for summer, given the fact that people
all the fights.
The fights.
We're telling parents.
Parent jail.
Look after your kids. Parent jail.
That's next. Hang on.
Channel 94.1. From the Barry Law Traffic Center.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.